This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things. Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes.
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
The only virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hello, my name is What's-Her-Face. Recently, several of my colleagues and I were deleted from Instagram for telling the truth about... I'm sorry. For spreading baseless theories and dangerous misinformation about one of our modern medical miracles. One that I dare not speak of. Today, I would like to offer my... What was it?
Sincerest apology.
My sincerest apologies, and I come to you with a special announcement. I am now a proud member of the Cult of Scientism. I am here to assure you from firsthand experience that the shot is 100% safe. Aside from the heart palpitations, brain fog, facial paralysis, heavy period, breast swelling, blood clots, schizophrenic tendencies, and feeling like my soul has left my body, I feel like a brand new woman because my DNA has literally been altered.
Okay, that's enough.
Just kidding.
Just stick to the script.
I said what you asked me. Thank you very much for watching, and please remember to continue complying because we will be going back to normal in approximately 2 more weeks. And if you can, please support my Patreon. Because I had to shut down my business to appease the masked zombies.
He's being a funny guy. I said that's enough.
I mean, I gladly sacrificed my livelihood for the greater good. All right, guys, until next time, don't forget to double mask and stick the testing swab right up your ass. Is that good?
Oh, I love that clip in so many ways. Let me count the ways. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy to have you because we have some really good information for you today, and I really want to get this to you. In fact, of course, I invite Melissa on because Melissa comes on every single Wednesday for like 5 years. Anyway, welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you, Kate.
Melissa Smith. So I want to play something for the audience. Let's play this because this is just so vital. And very interesting. Okay. This comes from Mike Wallace. This was done back in the 80s. And just listen, because he's going to say something about 1918 flu, the President Ford is, okay, about swine flu. And of course, they always harken back to 1918, which started at a military base, because Melissa's the one that did that show with me. And her father, the journals that came from her father, their family, cemented a lot about 1918. It was very, very crazy show, and I played it on rerun. But think about when he cites 1918. And then think about the cause of swine flu, okay? So here is Dan Rather. Let me share this with, Dan Rather, Mike Wallace. They're all the same, but okay, here we go. Mike Wallace.
76, that was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
That's not true.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Julie Roberts.
So this was about a case, but I want to move ahead for just a moment, and I want to give you the rest of a little bit more of the story that Mike Wallace is telling. Here we go.
Nice.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness. A few days later, Private Lewis died.
If this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged schoolteacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make out what kind of virus was in the culture from the dead soldier and from four others who were sick. So they sent those cultures to the Federal Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, for further study. A few days later, they got the verdict, swine flu.
But that much publicized outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix involved only Private Lewis, who died, and those four other soldiers who recovered completely without the swine flu shot.
And that's it.
If I had known at that time that the boy had been in a sick bed, got up, went out on a forced march, and then collapsed and died, I would never have taken the shot.
The rationale for our recommendation CDC was not on the basis of the death of a single individual, but it was on the basis that when we do see a change in the characteristics of the influenza virus, it is a massive public health problem in this country.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
He looks uncomfortable.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
That's it.
There had been cases in Australia that were reported by the press, by the news media. There were cases in...
None confirmed. Did you ever uncover any other outbreaks of swine flu anywhere in the world?
No.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present.
Sound familiar?
Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine. And that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot. That vaccine was called X-53A.
Wow, they lied? Wow, I'm in shock that they lied. And by the way, I don't know if anyone noticed this, but this was a breakout at a military base, just like 1918 was in Kansas. The other thing, I don't know if anyone noticed, President Ford said 500,000 deaths by 1918 flu here in America, 20 million worldwide. What are you told every 5 minutes right now? You're told that it is almost 700,000 deaths now in America. See how they keep upping the number? And then it's 50 to 100 million people, not 20. Because they keep saying they didn't know how to count in 1918. So I just, there's so many things here, but isn't it interesting that both start at a military base? I find that kind of interesting. And the other thing is informed consent much? No, because they weren't told about any of that. They weren't told they were being given a different shot. And even today they're saying experimental shot and people aren't even listening to that. All they hear is the word vaccine. Melissa, did you want to comment on any of that with Mike Wallace?
I think where we're going to go today in the next little bit is going to be all about informed consent and the role that the government plays in that. It's a very important issue.
Right. Before we get rolling, we have one phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Melissa and I.
Yeah, when you put some dots together, don't you realize that 46 million Americans were injected with an untested vaccine 35 years ago? Now, 35 years later, those same people are the susceptible group to a new virus.
Ooh. Hmm. Ooh. Ooh. I love the food for thought there. Thank you. I love it. Thank you. I love this audience. Can I just tell you? Okay, go ahead, Melissa.
Well, let's get in the Wayback Machine again.
Okay.
Lots of people are aware of this, but between 1932 and 1972, the U.S. Public Health Service conducted some studies on untreated syphilis patients, 600 impoverished African-American men. Those studies were conducted without any informed consent. This is the Tuskegee experiments.
Mm. Okay.
Some of those people were actually given syphilis in order to see if the treatments would work. And it was all done without any knowledge that those people were participating in the study.
Did anyone go to prison for that? For doing exactly what we accused the Nazis of doing that they got out of? I mean, and some of them didn't, but a lot of them did. I don't know.
No medical researchers. Hmm. This is a direct quote from a paper on the project, on Tuskegee, and some other issues we'll explore here in a minute. But it says, quote, no medical researchers were ever held accountable for the Tuskegee experiment.
Interesting.
And it's 1932 to 1972.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about ancient history here.
Oh, no. No. This is just right in our backyard.
They continued clear until 1972.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to play just about 30 more seconds of this, and then you're gonna roll with this story. But let me play Mike Wallace interviewing the CDC head during swine flu. Here you go.
Was X-53A ever field tested?
I can't say. I would have to.
It wasn't.
I don't know.
I don't know. As the CDC head,
in charge of the program.
Wait. I would have to check the records. I haven't looked at this in some time.
The information form,
the consent form,
was also supposed to warn people about any risks of serious complications following the shot. But did it?
No, I had never heard of any reactions other than a sore arm, fever.
Sore arm and fever, she said. Sure. Arm and fever were the only reactions she was told about. There was no informed consent that they were taking a different shot than what they were told. And so we're talking about informed consent when we come back, more with Melissa. And let me tell you, this is a deep hole of deceit. And I sure hope we're recognizing this. Do not pony yourself up and put your body on the line for the experimental DNA changing shot they'd like to get you right now. Please don't. Wait this out. I promise. History should teach us to wait this out. Wait it out. Wait it out. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.